This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after the summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, during the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and him reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years. He also urged the Japanese companies to make in India and make for the world.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्ट्रेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं
The Prime Minister announced an ambitious action plan for human resource exchange and cooperation between two countries, setting a target of facilitating the two-way movement of more than 5 lakh people from different sectors between India and Japan over the next 5 years. He affirmed India and Japan's commitment to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific.
भारत और जापान एक फ्री ओपन पीसफुल प्रॉस्परस एंड रूल्स बेस्ड इंडो पैसिफिक के प्रति पूरी तरह से प्रतिबद्ध है आतंकवाद और साइबर सिक्योरिटी को लेकर हमारी चिंताएं समान है डिफेंस और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी से हमारे साझे हित जुड़े हुए हैं हमने निर्णय किया है कि डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग को और सशक्त किया जाएगा
Mr. Modi welcomed the agreement between the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, for the Chandrayaan-5 mission under the Lunar Polar Exploration LUPEX program. Speaking on the occasion, Japanese Prime Minister praised India's transformative global impact and called for a greater integration of skilled Indian talent into Japan's economy. Later, briefing media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, in addition to bilateral issues, the two prime ministers also discussed the regional and global situation. Prime Minister Modi reached Tokyo yesterday on a two-day visit to Japan. After concluding his visit to Japan, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Tianjin. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy has hailed the Memorandum of Cooperation MOC on Mineral Resources signed between the Ministry of Mines and Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry. In a social media post, Mr. Reddy said that this MOC aligns with India's efforts to diversify critical mineral supply chains which are vital for energy security, national security and the goal of net zero emissions by 2070. The minister highlighted that as part of the deal, the two sides will exchange information on mineral resources and policies. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that India is now self-sufficient in food production. He said that the country is currently producing enough to feed not only its own population but also to support other nations. The minister was speaking at the 110th anniversary celebration of Jagat Guru Dr. Sri Shivaratri Rajendra Mahaswami in Mysuru yesterday. In football, India stamped its authority with a commanding 5-0 victory, outclassing Nepal at the Chang Limitang Stadium in Thimphu to clinch the 2025 SAFF Under-17 Women's Championship title. The win elevated India to 15 points from 5 matches, securing an unassailable lead at the top of the table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.